Okay, we're in Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Ches. As you can see, this page is a easier page. Ches Tes Yud Yud Af Yud Beis, all on one side, without many mefarshim. So we're going to try to cover these halachas. We've dealt the main issues we dealt with. I'm sorry that I've left. Every week there are a few less.
To take a month for Chazal, I should bring them back.
Actually, there's one more Shulchan Aruch in the study. You know, right on the right side where I sit on top, there's a small set of Shulchan Aruch. Oh no, but it's missing the first few pages of the Chelek I read there. Okay, we dealt primarily with two and a half issues. The issue was which foods does Bishalakum, and then the issue was on whom Bishalakum applies. We talked about the Shifcha and the Beis Yisrael, Zif Dalit. And then we've been discussing what constitutes Bishal, and that's really the bulk of the Simon, the question of what constitutes Bishal. Asif Zayin, which was really a review of what I spoke about at the introduction to the Halachis, presented the different Minhagim regarding how much the Yid has to do in the sense of Chitoy and Kisum and Pilot Light, those two sets of Heterim, which are what we call Minig Eretz Yisrael and not Dapi the Gemara. And we try to be machmir that the Jews should actually put it on the fire. Sivches, Anasan Yisrael Kedera Ala Eish V'Silka Uba'i V'Kechavim V'Rzira. The Jew put the pot of food on the fire and then removed it. And a guy came and put it back. Osir, Ella and Kenegi, Ella Michael Ben Drusai. It's Osir unless it reached Michael Ben Drusai, which means Shushlish Bishulai. Machlak is Vishlish, Achatzin, Machabahot Shlish Bishulai, Kisha Silka. Now, the Jew has to cook it till it becomes edible. Michael Ben Drusai means edible ayideat chak. If the Yid cooks it until Michael Ben Drusai, then that's mutter. That's a Gemara. This is a Gemara in Masechta Savei Dezara that says that the Jew has to cook it to Michael Ben Drusai.
Is this a question for the Ramah also?
So that's the question that is the Ramah maskim to the chumrah of this. Now, the kula certainly applies. If the yid cooks it and makes it edible, mutter, no shayla. The question is, if the yid cooks it and it did not yet become edible, whether that applies as well. What? How does it fit? The mechaber? Oh, you mean Sifav? Yeah, okay, good. First of all, I'm going to come to you and say, just before we do anything else, I want to point out, the Shach and Taz talk about whether Silka, the Jew took it off, is Dafka or Lav Dafka. Why does the Jew put something up to cook, and the guy took it off and put it back? When it says here, Shulchan Aruch, Nasan Yisrael Kedai La'ala'esh, the Silka, Ubay V'Kham V'Chzira, is that Dafka or Lav Dafka? The Bach they bring argues that it's dafka the yid took it off. The yid put it up to cook. And the guy came in, the guy that took it off and put on some salt and put it back and did something and put it back, then maybe that would be different. But the Taz clearly disagrees. The Shach also looks like he's not so nicha with the Bach, although he says at the end that maybe it's no worse than Kisum or chita v'kisim. Now, having said that, the question is: there's a kula and a chumra. The kula is if a yid cooked a kamach mendosai, it's enough. It's not a bichidish. We all understand that. If the Jew cooked it less than Michael ben Jerusai, what's the din? So here, the mechaber says that it's asa. The question is: in siv vav, it said in the mechaber that kol shebishlo yisrael ma'at bishulai bein b'tchila bein b'sayif mutter. There it said that if a yid cooked it part of the bishul, whether it was betchilo or b'saif, that it's mutter. And the question is, and the Ramah there said, the Ramah said, even if it would not have cooked without the guy's help. Now we learned there that the Ramah is arguing with the Mechaber. Mechaber holds it has to have cooked.
It has to
be able to have cooked without the guy's help. So the Mechaber sheet is not hard. The question is, if the Ramah would really mean to argue here in Sifches as well, or not. Would the Ramah be Maida? The Ramah said, So over here, would he disagree? Would he disagree as well? That's the question. Now, there's a svara to be mechalik. What I'd like to do is see Siftes and then discuss it. We'll see in a second. So again, the Mechaber Sifches is easy. I believe it's a Mishnah. It's either a Mishnah or a Gemara. It's not, it doesn't come from Rishayim. And it's in Avodah Zarah. Now the question is the reverse. The Gemara says that if a Jew cooks it, kamaicha ben dersoi, it's mutter, it doesn't matter what happens later. What happens the reverse? If a guy cooks it, kamaicha ben dersoi, should we say the same guideline? Kamaicha ben dersoi is cooking, and whoever does kamaicha ben dersoi, he's the one that paskins the din. So there's a svara to say that the same thing should work in both directions. And the Ran in the Masechta Avodah Zarah says, B'shem Rav Elchanan, who had done the opposite, was saying is, Meichel Ben Dersoi decides. Meichel Ben Dersoi is edible, and that decides. So the Ran there in Masechta Avodah Zarah says that it's the same thing, the reverse. And that we're going to see is the Mechaber Shita. The Rosh says no. Meichel ben Yosoi is only lakula. If a Jew cooks it, kamachem ben Yosoi, it's mutter forever. But it's not lachumra. If a guy cooks it, kamachem ben Yosoi, and the Jew cooks it afterwards, so then that's like sivav. The Jew cooked it, bein betchila, bein besaif, is mutter. So if he cooks it till meichem ben Yosoi, it's mutter. Or even if a guy cooks it to meichem ben Yosoi, and the Jew cooks it for meichem ben Yosoi till gemar bishula, it should also be mutter.
The Jew cooked it the majority in that.
I got to the Ramazgut.
I'm Michael Ben Dersoi. Okay, you asked me the question after we learned this if good. Let's see Siftes. So Siftes is this machlaikas Rishayin. Mechaber, in Bishloi, Ovik, Echav, and Kamachal Ben Dersoi, Vigamra Yisrael, Yesh Lesser. The Mechaber says that if a guy cooked it, Michael Ben Dersoi, and a Jew finished it, it's Aser. Elam Kenware, Shabbos, Erev Yantif, Hashef Samaruba Bedavar. If it's a case of Hefsa Maruba, Tarka Shabbos, a Yantif, then we can be Mekel and we can be Saimach on the Mekilim, but otherwise the Mechaber passes L'chumra, that Michael Ben Dersoi is the cutoff point, no matter what. The Ramah argues, Ramah says, V'yesh Matirim B'chalinyim V'chein Hayagin, a long list over there of Maramakayim, unusually long, of Maramakayimis, coming to argue with Rabbeinu Chananel, you have to have a long list, but he says, V'chein Hayagin. The Ramah says, well, L'chatchila means once it's cooked, you can eat it.
No, once the guy cooked it, the Jew...
The Jew can finish cooking it. How do you understand the Lashon? Yesh Matir, I think so. It sounds like it. So, what? No. No, the caterers, the Jew turns on the fire, and then it doesn't matter. That's what the caterers rely on. The Jew turns on the fire, and l'didan, that we rely on the Jew turning on the fire, it doesn't matter who cooks. Okay? If it happened, if a guy cooked things, I don't say it's common, but if a guy cooked things to Michael Ben Yosai, and then the Jew came and finished the mishul, what?
That's what it says.
Guy lit a fire, a guy put the food on, and cooked the kamachah on your side. Here you can have, it's like a riddle. How could you have a food that's osir and you can make it mutter? Because if the guy cooked the kamachah on your side, pashtus, you're not allowed to eat it at that point. That time is bishul akum. And now, you're going to finish bishulai, you're going to make it mutter. That's what seems to come out from this, what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch.
When Tess went off the fire with silka, Tess, we don't talk about silka.
Well, it's the same thing with silka. That's what it means. Gamar Yisrael. It means he had finished it. He took it off and put it back.
He served his meat.
However, he did it.
Who's
taking it off the lashon is different, but it's the same. I'm telling you, in the Gemara says if a Jew cooks gemachim and desai, that establishes Bishul Yisrael. And the Ran says, what din lahepach? So it's obviously the same Gemara.
Are we it's the same thing. You started it. And
so what's the chiluk tavav? The chiluk tavav is the following. There's a difference if the Jew and the guy are participating in the whole cooking. The guy put it on the fire and the Jew stirs the coals. The Jew throws in a kisim. The Jew stirs the pot. The Jew covers the pot. In that case, the cooking is coming from a combination of a Jew and a non-Jew. That is David Chila ben Besayf Mutter. That's Sivav, that it's Mutter. It's not similar to Chesen Tess. Chesen Tess, the joint effort is a period of time, a period of time Jew.
Split
so it's not the same as Sivav. There's a stipend of Mesat Zavay Nazara that explains this chilek. That Sivav means the Jew and non-Jew participated in the cooking together. And there we say, Bein B'tchil Bein B'saif, in this participation, it's Mutter. Within the Machaber B'saif, from beginning, yeah. But Sif Chesed Tess are talking, the Jew did part of the cooking, the guy did part of the cooking. And that's where we have this machleik is here between the Machaber and the Rambam.
Why does it remove the difference if it was a seed or anything? Right. Just as long as it went off the fire and went back to the
seed. Right, there's no difference.
Maybe I think I asked you that last time. In test, they could use the same pot, although they have to move.
The same pot? You mean the pot should be treif?
The pot is like, but the pot will come kosher. If he kosher the food, why didn't he kosher the pot?
Yeah, that's
right. I don't know. Now the question was that would be sivav. Good. It was very heavy, and they put it on together. That would be okay. That would be sivav. So I don't know the if b'saif means the echol machol ben drusai or not. According to the mechaber, it can't mean the echol machol ben drusai. It can't mean like the mechaber echol machol ben drusai. Can't mean that. I hear what you're saying, but the fire can't mean it unless you have a different shas. It has to be within the Machaber and Drusai. The guy started it, the yid stirred it. But the Mechaba holds that once a guy cooks a Mechaba Nesai, it's also forever. Mechaba Shita is that once it's a Mechaba Nesai, it's also forever. Let me ask you a question just as far, 1 second. Yeah.
Comes up with this case for Bevers, is tell the guy stop cooking, and then on, 2 hours later, he can come in, and nobody has to do something.
But now we're speaking about Bishulai.
Sorry?
Quit him, Ramah.
Yeah.
But not if it's Nigmar Bishulai. You see, it's not gonna. It's easy to just turn on the fire. It's not. You're not giving much of an answer. But you, yes. Oh, so that's the question that was here. Oh, that's good. If Michael Ben Yosai presumably is not something you would serve. Michael Ben Yosai means only Nechalidei Atchak. This would seem to be a raya that the geder of Michael Ben Yosai is a geder of something that goes by the min, as opposed to something that goes by the food. So that even if the way this was cooked is not Michael Ben Drusai, but it's a food which when fully cooked is Eichel Michael Ben Drusai, then it's good. Now this leads, just give me a minute, leads to the following very difficult shaila. Listen carefully. Somebody is grilling a steak on a barbecue grill. And let's just say, just for argument's sake, that the fire was turned on by a guy or whatever. There's no heter of the fire being turned on by a yid. A Jew takes a steak, he puts it on the grill. Now, it has to be turned over. The grill, which is very hot, cooks it on the bottom. A guy comes and turns the steak over. One half of this steak, cooked by the Jew putting it on, the flip side of it, now it was already Machamadusai through and through, there's no Shaila. Let's just assume, I'm not big into grilling things, but let's assume that the other side of the steak is not edible. Is that true?
No.
It's not true. It depends how thick it is edible. All right, it depends how thick your steak is. So you turn it over, and the guy cooks the other side. It's a shayla, it's here in the kafachai. What?
Right.
He was mahapas. But I'm talking where the half that he cooked was only cooked solely by his action. Because it was less than Michael Bender saw when it was taken off. But here it's silka. In this case, when you take it off and you turn it over, you have a salakim on the front. Why this silka?
He took a
big pitchfork and he stuck it in, he picked it up, and now he was misal.
The
higgis is totally on the fire. I agree with you. I'm doing a case where he stuck a fork in, picked it up, it's now off. And now he put it back. What? Yeah, the Hafach Yisrael is talking where it's in the oven, and or I guess it depends how much of a Hafach it is. But so the Kafach Chaim clears this Shaila, whether you can have a piece of meat, half of it could be Bishul Yisrael, half of it could be Bishul Akum. Well, no, you have to judge the whole piece of meat by itself, because the a thin slice of the meat is not Oil HaShulcha Malachim. That's his suffix. You have to explain to me logically. Wasn't he put on a plate, or he just removed it from? As long as it's out of the range of the heat, it should be the same.
All right.
I think we can argue the case. I'm not saying. I'm sorry.
And they have the
mashgiach
put it on.
It's the same question.
I'm saying.
Okay, the. What? Chazara, yes, Chazara. Do that Torah Chazara apply here? Daite Lazar. That's what you're saying. If it's Daite Lazar, it's a continuation of the first bit. Okay. That there's no. Yeah, it's certainly different. And besides, if it's not cooked, you certainly can put it back.
When he lifts it up, it's in the
I'll try something else. If a guy cooks it to Michael Ben Drusai, so we're saying that lahalacha, the guy cooked it till it's just edible. We're saying there's no din of Bishul Akum. Because what's the svara? I guess the svara is there's no kirav adas to someone who cooks something to Michael Ben Drusai. I'm not going to become his good friend because of it. So there's no kirav adas. So if the guy cooks it to Michael Ben Drusai, I take it off, I put it back, it's mutter. If a Jew cooks it to Michael Ben Drusai, and the guy cooks the end of the bishul, so there's also no problems. If a guy cooks it from Michael Ben Drusai till the end, there's no kira vadas, he only cooked it from Michael Ben Drusai till the end. That's my question. Let's say I have two guys. One guy cooks it to Michael Ben Drusai. And then I say, oh, your guy cooked it to Michael, quick, take it off the fire. Takes it off the fire. A different guy now puts it onto the fire to cook for Michael Ben Drusai till the end. So there's no care of hadas to the first guy, you only cooked it to Michael Ben Drusai. Don't care about the second guy, because he only cooked it for Michael Ben Drusai till the end. So Pisrei Tshuva Gimel talks about this. Look at Pisrei Tshuva Gimel. Ayin Berheitev, Ayin B'Sefer Tferes L'Maisha. Shekasim, Akal Makim, Bishulai B'Kechavim, Kamachim B'Desai, V'Lokhim E'Aish, V'Chazar, Bein Oisei B'Kechavim, Bein Emchav Macher, V'Gam Rai Oser. Now listen to this. V'Loi Dami, L'Dogim Kitanim, Shemochen Oive Kechavim, V'Chazav Etzalon. We will have a case later where you could do such a chab. If you take dog and ketanim is something like herring. Herring doesn't have to be cooked to be edible. And a guy makes it edible by pickling it. And then the guy takes this thing which he made edible by cooking it and he cooks it also. So there we're going to say it's mutter. Because pickling itself doesn't make it awesome. And once it's edible, it's like Nechol Kamay Shulchai, And then if the guy cooks it, it's mutter. So zok the pischei tshuva loydami ledogim ketanis shemalchay v'kham v'chaz v'tzal l'kamans if yudays. Damalicha loygazru. They're on the pickling or the salting. They weren't geizer. Aval hacha tchilase v'seifi b'yarei v'chichavim mali b'vasachas ishlochei bentayim. If a Jew took it off the fire, the guy put it on, cooked it on your side. A Jew took it off, and then a second guy put it on, maybe that's better. The Jew was mevatel the first cooking. So maybe you could have two guys, it's just still not logical. Two guys who ended up cooking it, he said, Sarachian, whether that would be it might, yeah. So this is a suffix. There's one nekudo in practical halacha that's left hanging a little bit. It's the potatoes. Okay. The dinyan, I wasn't thinking about his potatoes, but you're right. I'll tell you in a second. The question, though, is in real practical terms, let's say you're in your house, and you come in, and to your horror, the guy to whoever's in the house put a steak on the grill or put some meat on the grill and is cooking it. So you run over to it quickly, you're very upset, you remove it.
Is it wrong?
How much, if the guy cooked a kamacha ben drusai, you take it off, you saved it. You can put it back and there'll be bishul yisrael. Until what point does the Jew's intervention help? If the guy cooked it, now it would be servable to someone who likes a rare steak. But you like a well done steak. Is that enough to be considered the malacha? Now that is a very difficult question. The Gilya Marsha on the bottom alludes to it briefly. In the Shulchan Aruch Sif test, the Gilya Marsha Yesh Matir Mechalinyan, Shetzar Chayt Ligma Bishulai, Avak Shikvar Nigmar Loi, Shuvis. Whose truth is that? Ches Beis Yud. Oh, yes, cut off on the copies. I apologize. Kishetzarech oid ligmar bishulai, avashvar nigmar loy. Now the question is, what is considered tzarech oid ligmar? Because he's saying that even the guy cooked him more than Machal Ben Drusai. But if you need still gmar bishulai, then that's good. The question is, at what point in practical halacha do we say it still needs nigbar bishulai? So someone calls a rav. He tells the rav, you know, I'm sorry, I felt so bad, I came in. The guy was cooking. I caught him, he's cooking. So what I do, I quickly took it off. And then I put it back to finish bishulai. So what would I have to ask? Is the way the guy served it something, the way the guy cooked it, is that good enough that you would eat it that way? I guess. What's Gemar Bishulai? The way you would eat it. So I guess that's his lashon. As long as the Nigmar Bishulai was still in, he seems to say that is adequate, that's good enough, like the Ramo.
So,
again, there it's talking when they participate together in the Bishul. Here it's talking with cut off. There, they're participating together. The guy puts it on, or the two of them put it on, or the guy puts it on, the Jew stirs it. Whatever the Jew does, it's in an oven, he turns it over, but the guy put it in. Here, it's broken off. So this is where this Gilyam Arsha is La Maisa. We're a little stuck in Halacha La Maisa, if this were to happen, to know how cooked is cooked. Because people like things well done, not well done. What? You go by me or by the average person? The average person likes a steak rare, well done. Medium. Machal Ben Drusai means edible. How much is Machal Ben Drusai? People ask me, how much is Machal Ben Drusai? It's like, hey, Helcha Shabbos. Right? How much is Machal Ben Drusai? So what I tell the person is, figure out how long you have to cook. It's a question by Chalant. Chalant could cook forever and ever and ever. So how much is Shlish Bishulai? So I ask the person, how cooked does it have to be that you would eat it on Thursday night, Friday afternoon? So he tells me it cooks 2 hours. I say, if it takes 2 hours to be Nigmar Bishulai, a third of that is 40 minutes. And 40 minutes is Machal Ben Drusai. Just take the time and you chop it in a third. What? It's certainly beyond. The question is if we have a heter because the Jew is Nigmar Bishulai. Do we need How much do we need to remain? The Gilyam Rasha says that needs Nigmar. How much is Nigmar? It seems Shlish Bishulai would be time. I don't know what else it would be. There's no other way to measure how cooked the food is except for time. All right, Sif Yud. Hiniach Yisrael agabe gecholam oimamais. What about it? I spoke about it last time, I don't know. Sif Yud. Hiniach Yisrael agabe gecholam oimamais. The Jew put it on flickering coals. Shloya yaroi lisbashal alayah kamachal ben jersai. Ubay vikachavim vahafach bayvin lisbashal aser. The Jew put them on coals that were not right to cook. Same thing if the Jew put it into a oven, there's only a light bulb. It would seem from here it's aser, because a light can't cook on a light bulb. So the guy put it in when there was only a small flame, a light bulb, kolamayimimais, and then the guy increased the heat. So in this bashel aser, the mechaber is saisim that this is absolutely aser. So what is Rav Heinemann saying that the light bulb is a heter? The answer is, the Shach on the previous page, and Shaches, about halfway down wrote, if you have the regular, the copies, it's about 10 lines, 11 lines up from the end of the Shach. It says, L'fizeh, ha'doloi higiyah harav b'sifyud midi, adibri ha'machaber. The reason the Ramah didn't argue on sifyud, ha'no mishrim shesomach atzmai al-mashakosav kaidim l'chein. Says, the Ramah really would argue with sifyud. And he relied on what he wrote in Sivav, that even if it wouldn't cook without the help of a guy, that it's still mutter. So the Shach says that Ramah argues in Sifyud too. And the Ramah is making in Sifyud that if the Jew put it when it was Gecholam Einemais, it couldn't cook by that, but that heat remained. The guy didn't remove it from that. The guy just stirred the coals and made it hotter. As long as the initial heat, or part of the heat, came from a yid, that is good enough, doimus made by a yid. And therefore, the heter is based on the Shach's assumption that the Ramah would argue in Sifyut as well. No, this is not going with the. Even Ashkenazim is not supposed to rely on the pilot light heter, is what it said, only Bishas Atchak. The Shach said not to rely on the pilot light heter. And this is independent of the pilot light heter. This is a separate heter. Pilot light heter, you're not cooking from that heat. Right. Here, you're cooking from that heat, you're just adding to the heat. It wouldn't cook. But at the end of the day, when it is cooking, right, it's cooking from the Jew's heat and the guy's heat. It's cooking from both heats together.
But what about,
and that's the heter here.
So if the Jew puts at 350, and
it could cook at 350.
It could cook at
350. Right. So then there's no shower. What if the Jew puts it at 200? Oh. Thinks he can cook at 200. The Jew puts it, it's at 200, the guy increases it, that's the sif. The Mechaba holds its aser, and the Shah says the Ramah would be mekel, because at the end of the day, it cooked from heat of a Jew and heat of a guy, both together. What? Pilot is worse, that's what I was telling you, it has nothing to do with the pilot head. Pilot is worse, because the pilot is not cooking by the heat of the pilot light.
Is that like level 2 of the Ramah, or
of the
Jew just putting it on the fire?
No, it's like, I don't know which number, how you're numbering it, but it's the Ramah's head to l'chatzila. It's Ramah's head to l'chatzila. Sifyud Aleph, Yiniach Yisrael al gabe yo'esh. The Jew placed the food on the fire. You have to remember, the Mechaber is talking, the Sephardic meaning is not to rely on the fact that the Jew turned on the fire. So you need that the Jew put it onto the fire, which is what happened. And he left the guy working in the kitchen, he walked out. And the guy stirred it or turned it over. And it's a suffix. We don't know, did the guy remove it before it reached Machab and Desai or not, mutter, the suffik divareyam lahakul, because the din of Bishulakum is Isid Rabbanan, suffik divareyam lahakul, v'chein, the Ramah is, v'chein, kol suffik bishulay evi kachavim kiyotze by mutter. And so too, any time you have a suffik in Bishlakum, since Bishlakum is an Issa Drabanan, so Safik Drabanan Lakula, and that's no comments on this, no Mepharshim on this, and this is Mutter.
Well, this is not the Shaila of the Kavachayim.
It has nothing to do with the Kavachayim.
When we say Behovah, what?
Kavachayim is when you know what happened. He's saying it may have cooked through the year, totally, through and through. Kavachayim talks when we know it didn't cook through and through. It only cooked halfway, and you turned it over and it cooked the second half. Here he's talking when the hook cooked through and through. Come out on this side.
Right. Going back to love, yeah.
Yeah, well,
if you're hafach, it depends where. If you're hafach in an oven, no. If you tell he's cooking in an oven, you turn it over. It was never mesulik. On a grill, it would be misulik. Depends. If you lifted it far enough away that it can't cook, that sounds to me to be silk. To me, it sounds like that's silk. Could the Mashkiach be there? See, you have to remember, us Ashkenazim don't have such a problem. The Mashkiach turns on the fire, and he can walk out. For you, where you have to be careful that the guy didn't remove it, generally we're not chayshid a guy is going to do something if he has no benefit in it. So there's no reason, you know, Mirkus, there's no reason for a guy to do something if he has no benefit from it. So unless the situation will have a benefit from it, it's not no gaya. The mitzvah is your afraid it's going to burn, so you shouldn't walk out. He's afraid it's going to burn. So it depends on the case. Sifyud Beis, herring. Dagim kitanim shemalchad Yisrael ayavik echavim. If you have small fish that were salted, you have to know there are two types of small fish. There are things like sardines, which are small fish forever and ever. Even when they grow to full size, they're small fish. There are other fish, which are small fish because they didn't grow up yet. They were little kids when they were caught. So we're going to see in a second that as far as Eilah Shulchan Malachim, there's a difference. And we'll see that in a minute. Dagim Kitanim Shemalchan Yisrael, Ayavik Echavim. We're talking about a fish that's meant to be eaten that way. And typically, big fish, you can't pickle them or salt them and make them edible. Just like meat, you don't. It's very hard without cooking it. No matter how long you pickle it, it doesn't become edible. It needs tzvicha, milcha, bishula, kibisra, datura. It needs a lot of cooking. So the reason it chooses to talk about small fish is because that's the way typically this is. But the point is that without heat, the guy made it edible. Hari Enkin is bashul mixa special. Vim tzalam ay v'kichavim achar kei mutarim. It's like they were Michael Bender soy, and if a guy cooks it subsequently, it's mutter. Avodage meluchim gedaylim, but big fish, eidah necholam alay de'atchak. Even if you pickle them or salt them, they don't become edible. Therefore, if after they're pickled, the guy cooks them or fries them, roasts them, then they're aser. The yesh matirim, and some say no, that the pickling there is adequate enough. So too, anything which could be eaten raw, ayideatchak, or bishleiv kechavim, dinai kedagim gedaylim. That has the same din as dagim gedaylim that we just brought yesh machmir and yesh makilin ubasa meluach. But if you salt meat, eino nechol klal kamayshul chay, it's not eaten at all raw. Va'aser nispashe the kechavim and meat is aser if it's cooked through a guy. It's interesting that at the time of the Gemara they did eat raw meat. The Mechaber in Simin Shinches writes that raw meat is not mukta. At that time, there were people, Kaisisan Habavloyim, Shadaitan Yafa, Kaisisan Isechai. It says that when Yom Kippur came out on Friday, so you had a problem. On Yom Kippur, you bring a chatos, the meat has to be eaten Yom Valaila. Yom is Yom Kippur, you can't eat on Yom Kippur, so you have to eat it that night. If that night is Shabbos, you can't cook it, because it's Shabbos, you can't cook. So if Yom Kippur came out on Friday, So what would they do with the meat? So it says, Abavloyim, Shadai, Tanyafa, Kaisan, Raisechai. There were people who liked, who ate raw meat, and they would eat it. The Mechaber Shulchan Aruch says that raw meat is not muktzah because some people like to eat raw meat. That's what it says in the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah brings, so the Magen Avraham, and nowadays no one likes raw meat, and therefore raw meat today is muktzah. It's very negeh halacha. You open up your freezer, and you want to get to the ice cream, which you carefully hid behind the meat, so no one should see it. Moving the meat is an issue. It's a problem. I think once happened to me shortly after I moved into Flatbush. I bought the house and had a tenant. I came home from Shul one Shabbos, and my tenant's refrigerator had stopped working. So they decided they were going to take the meat, which was going to spoil, and move it to my freezer. When I walk into the house, all the meat from the freezer, of their freezer, was on the table in their house. I walked in, I told them, oh, it's muktzah. It's muktzah! You know, they took it out to rescue it, and now it's going to sit there a whole Shabbos. So, you know, I didn't want to make have any problems with them. I told them, look, go and ask your Rav. Now, they don't have a Fievel, they have no chance, you know. So they went, they asked him, he said, it's muktzah, you know, but Mamaisa was a hefse meruba, it was a significant amount of meat. And we got a guy, Bichlal, there's interesting Rabbi Kiva Eger, so Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Shulchan Aruch, but it's a long Rabbi Kiva Eger, so it's not in the regular Shulchan Aruch, so in the Hasholim. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a chiddush, as best I recall, the following. He says, there's no Isser Amir al-Akum by muktzah, Ayidei Goy. Why? He says the following svara. He says, muktzah, there's a heter for a Jew to handle muktzah with tiltul menatzad, letzarach davar amotei. There are ways in which a Jew is allowed to handle muktzah, either tiltul begufay, or certain cases of tiltul menatzad. So therefore, they only ask in muktzah on a yid if the yid handles it directly. You know, some rishonim say, because it was a gezeri, you'll come to carry. Therefore, if you don't handle it with your hand, you handle it with your elbow, that there's no issur of muktzah. So tiltul menatzad yaheterim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that handling it through a guy is no worse than handling it through your elbow or handling it through your foot. And therefore he says, Amir al-Akum by muktzah is mutter. So lemaisa, we got a guy to carry it up and put it into the freezer. But the fact that raw meat is muktzah is that. And the Ramah here says that Basa Maluach ain't in Echel Kamay Shulchai V'Aser. I don't know why the Ramah is not Magia in Hilchas Muktzah. He should say the same thing, but anyway, that's what he's saying. Chazinish apparently not. He also spoke Gufay Z'Aser. Probably Agatur B'Kivayga too. Yeah, what? Chazinish holds that tiltal for the Tzayruch of Dover Aser is always Z'Aser. Tiltal but not No, the Chazanish argues the Kufay. The argues the Chazanish is almost the biggest raya because that it's more because Chazanish writes Beferish. He says his words are call out all the Paiskim are Mekel. I don't understand. He has Kashas from Rishayim. He writes the Lashon that all the Paiskim are Mekel, and he has Kashas. You know, I have a lot of Kashas, but I, you know, if all the Paiskim are Mekel, they're all Mekel. Yes. No, so the answer is, we see that in Sifya Gimel, is that Bishul not through heat, prepared food not through heat is always smoked. And right. That's right. Okay, now we're getting into a fourth sugya. I tried to break up the simin into A, which foods is Bishul Akum, B, who there's Bishul Akum on, C, what part of the cooking, which is what we had till now. Sifya Beis, and we'll get to your gimel now, deals with a important thing, l'halacha l'maisa, the question of what it constitutes cooking. Obviously, cooking or tzli is considered cooking. Pickling we have here is not cooking. Sifya Gimel builds on this and tells us that not only dag shemachay v'kachavim, a dag that was salted, but also peyre she'oshnon, fruits that were smoked. Do we have any smoked fruits today? I don't eat gourmet foods. Anybody have smoked dates or something? What?
No,
No. No, it means that they're not edible raw and through smoked almonds. Almonds. What? Almonds. But almonds are nechel chai, so there's anyway no isser, I guess. All right, but anyway, smoked things. That's shechshirin la'achila. Hari el mitarim. The maluach ain't like kareseach b'gzeirazu. Maliach is not like cooking for bishalakum. V'hamu'ushan ain't like kemavoshal. And so that smoked is not like cooked. Gam kavush, also something which somebody asked in the beginning, something which kavush kemavoshal, something which is pickled in by soaking it for a long time. Ain't like kemavoshal. Lo yasu ala bishal shal eish. Only bishul of Aish is included in this issur.
Now,
so I'll get to that. That's where the big tumul is. First of all, about smoking. You should know there are two types of smoking. There's cold smoke and hot smoke. Lox is smoked in cold smoke. Now, you can see, how do you get cold smoke? What? White fish is hot smoke. There's cold smoke, which is the way lox is made. That means it's put into the smoke when the smoke is not... in the 80 degree range, and whitefish, for whatever reason, the way they make whitefish is in hot smoke. The question is, does this mechaber, who's matim u'ushan, refer only to cold smoke, or even to hot smoke? That's an issue. Which, if you look in the poskim, there are enough paiskim to rely on to be makel. Some of the hechsherim are machmir to be makbid on the hot smoking of the whitefish. A lot of the whitefish is made, one of the OU places is here in Williamsburg. And there's a yid who on his way to work every morning, he gets paid to go into the plant in the morning and turn on the fire for the hot smoking of the whitefish. And that way they have this hiddur that they avoid the shiloh. So therefore there's no major issue in this issue. Now, the major issue is something called kitor. Kitor is cooking through steam. The question is, now if you hold hot smoke is aser, then we finish the conversation. We only make all things that are done cold. Heat, if you hold heat is aser, then there's nothing to talk about heat is aser. The question is, if you hold that mu'ushan means even hot smoke, which is mustaber, the Shulchan Aruch is soysim, that mu'ushan ain't a kemavoshel. So the question then becomes, what about cooking through steam? If you cook through steam, is that something which is mutter or awesome? Now this shaila was in the kashrus field, a very big tumult about, it must be 30 years ago, at least 30 years ago, but... the question over the retorts, which is something which is nogeya to the cooking of most items that are cooked in cans. When you buy canned tuna fish or canned salmon or canned vegetables, these things are cooked. They're canned when they're raw. The cans are then put into a retort. They're put into, you have these law, these they're put shelf on shelf into a rolling rack. And the rolling racks are put into a retort, into an oven that holds the racks. The racks turn there, and the room is filled with steam, and the steam cooks the tuna, cooks whatever it is. So this was a tremendous issue, whether there's an issur isser of bishalakum on the cooking that takes place in the retorts, whether this is an isser of bishalakum or not. There were those that held that a kitor is asas bishalakum. There were those that were makel that held a kitor is not asas bishalakum. And there are a number of printed tshuvas on the topic. The Darkei Tshuva brings from Shaul's Tshuva Shem Aryeh, not sure who he was, but he quotes from him that one of the Rabbanim, the Shem Aryeh in turn quotes one of the Rabbanim in his time that held that cooking through steam is okay, and he himself disagrees and holds that cooking through steam is the same as cooking on a fire, and it's awesome. Now, the Shiloh takes actually many, many forms, except today, in the industry, cooking is done through cooking in steam. That's the efficient way to cook for whatever reason. And as a matter of fact, today, even the potatoes that are made in the knishes are cooked through steam. It's a change from just 10 years ago, where the potatoes were cooked in a regular pot with hot water, the way you do it in your house, except there's a bigger pot. And then they were mashed, ingredients were mixed, and they were put into the knishes. So it was a shayla of bishalakum on the knishes. Today, they're cooked through steam, and the question is whether the cooking through steam has a din of bishalakum. Now, part of the issue, in the case of the sardines, of the tuna, is the following issue. There were those that argued that even if you're going to say cooking through steam is mutter, the sardines, or the tuna, is in a can in water or oil. The nature of a liquid is that it cooks more quickly than a solid. So when they put steam into the retort chamber, the water cooks first. And the tuna is therefore cooking in the water. Since the tuna is cooking in the water, so maybe that should be an iser of bishul b'mayim. You're cooking in boiling water, which is a normal bishul, not the same as bishul in steam. This is an argument that was posed. Lamaisa, there are a number of tsurufim to be makel. Because you have to remember, we spoke out before the Maritz Heter of Beis HaCharoshes, is something that's made in a plant, which is not a way that a normal person will cook in his home, that there's a heter of Beis HaCharoshes, which is always used as a tsiruf. And since that's used as a tsiruf, that's one kula. There's a second very interesting kula, which you can argue with or not argue with, but this is what the Tshuvas write about. The Chassid Yitzchak, grab the Rabbi Falk in his, I forget the name of his Tshuva Sefer, has a very good summation of all the Tshuvas on the topic of Rila. It's a long piece, but he goes through all the topics. And they argue the following fascinating shaila. How do they cook with steam? What they have is there's a boiler in the building. The boiler is used to keep the building warm as well. It's a regular boiler like you have in your house, except it's an industrial size boiler. But it's a regular boiler. What does it mean that a guy cooks through steam? He doesn't turn on fire. He doesn't do anything. He opens a door. There's a valve. By pushing a button, he opens a valve. And the steam that comes from whoever turned on the boiler, maybe 12 months ago, that steam now runs up into the room, and it's let into the room, and it fills the room with steam, the chamber with steam. So that bishul with steam, which guy is making the steam? The guy who turned pushed the button, he's only geyer for the steam to come in. He's not actually heating up anything, he's not turning on a fire. What about the guy who turned on the fire 12 months ago? Well, we had earlier that if a guy turns on a fire, we had the case where he wants to burn the brush in his field, and he also roasts some grasshoppers. So those grasshoppers, no bishalakum, he wasn't mechavin to roast grasshoppers. The guy who puts in the boiler or services the boiler and turns on the fire, the argument is that he's not mechavin to cook anything. He's mechavin to put on heat for the building. And it also works that it also steams things, but that's not his kavod, it's not to cook anything. And therefore, at the end of the day, we have a number of tsurufim. We have the three shailas, whether kitur is also bechlal, whether the truth is, if you hold that cooking the water is a problem, that's a chumrah. Gram is another kula. And then the old shaila, bechlal, if these foods are oil al shulcha malachim, whether tuna fish is oil al shulcha malachim, is debatable. So these are the tsurufim, yes. Who? The guy who he's aware of everything else that's happening. Maybe since it's made to work that way, it's not a double shade of a scout. The language that the Michas Yitzchak uses is that it's bishul ayidei grama. The guy who's turning on, letting the steam in, he's talking ayidei grama. The other okay, I hear. It's not a stavar. I was in such a building, it was the same boiler. I can't answer. See, why would they have two boilers? It would be very inefficient.
Rebbe, we had one of
the they do, so, but they have a... The there's a thermostat. The steam doesn't come up
Maybe last time they put on the boiler was in the middle of the summer, so he knew it was.
Maybe he's only doing it for cooking. It's a good argument.
With the advent of sushi, yes. It will come tuna and salmon. Will come in the can.
That's our old question. I don't know. I will add that this whole thing caused a tremendous ruckus. Because of a side kashrus issue. Now listen to the kashrus issue. Besides cooking tuna, they also cook trefa fish in these plants. Octopus seems to be a canned item that's very often cooked. They have trefa fish cooked too. So the argument is the following argument. That the steam, what happens? The steam comes into the chamber. It cooks the food. The steam actually, when it's shut off, condenses, and some of it makes its way down back to the boiler. Every time you turn off the boiler, the water in the pipes ends up making its way down. So the argument is that this should be a kashrus issue. That the water now became treif, because the water cooked it, and it's in cans, but the blia, but when you're cooking it, the blia should go through the can also. It's a napranati surah, yeah, sure. If you stick a spoon in something treif, and then you stick it in something kosher, it goes in, it goes out. So the argument is that it makes I stick in a spoon, I take it out, I wipe it off totally, I stick it in something else, the can, it becomes treif. But so what? The blia goes into the can. And then it goes on the outside, but if I have a tray for pot of food cooking, and kosher food touches it on the outside, the blia will go through the kli and it will go out. So, but there's plenty of right to this thing. I think so. I don't know. At any rate, this was the argument. I remember when this happened. This goes back a very long time. I spoke at that time to somebody in the Hechsherim. He said, what they're makbid to do is to put a dover hapoigam into the water of the steam. He said that it's not a strange thing. They put in, it's normal to put into the water of these places an anti-rust agent. So that the steam, which goes through all the pipes, shouldn't cause rusting. And that anti-rust agent is a dover hapoigam, and therefore, even if steam becomes aser, it's a dover hapoigam, and it doesn't, the blias in the anak. But they put that in early. You're right. You have to put that in.
Pasteurization of oranges and milk is the same thing. They heat it with the heat, the hot water.
Right, the same thing with the pasteurization is the same. It's very similar. The being matter cooking with a nice and tam lefgam lechatchila, yes. It's different. They're not being matir by making something pogum. In other words, they're not taking something aser, letting you cook with it and it be pagan. They're saying it never became aser, because now when you're rolling in your tuna fish, you're using steam that's pogum. It's not aser. The water that's turning into steam is already a davar amutter, and now it's mutter. I'm not being pogumit. I'm not making something treif and being pogumit. I'm just using a double pogum to cook, which means it never had a shemis in the first place.
That's
the
in a pot that's ena ben yaimai treifus, because there is treifus. Well, guys, ena ben yaimai ato ben yaimai. Here you have a meichel with you have not a meichel. You have something. It's not a food, just made to cook with. You're worried the thing you're cooking with is a davar apogo, is a davar asu. It's not a davar asu, it's davar abuta. It's not an ingredient. I'm not putting it in as an ingredient. I'm using it to cook. And that itself is not a davar asu. But Moshe said not to rely on that. All right. So, it's a head. So anyway, this is when I mentioned last year in Shul that the OU tuna fish is something that's not mutter l'chol hashitas, that people should avoid OU tuna fish. So the fellow from the OU, of course, they hear about these things immediately. So he called me. He's a very nice fellow, an Erlich fellow. He said to me right away, he said, I heard that you told people not to use tuna fish. Is it because Rav Moshe holds it's not kosher? Is it because of the retorts? I told him, I only said that like Rav Moshe, you need a Mashgiach Tamidi, and the policy of the OU is not to have a Mashgiach Tamidi. He told me, he said, if that's what you said, then you're right. according to our Mishnah, Takasar, we rely on the Mekela. If I had said the retorts, he would have given me a retort. He would have given me a whole list of reasons. And maybe they do something else with the steam. This goes back 30 years ago. I was told that they put in a Davar HaPagim. Maybe they segregate the steam. I don't know what they do today. Because of the sushi, that maybe tuna is nachkam ashulchai, and it may not be al shulchan malachim. Also, who says that tuna is today al shulchan malachim? Sushi is, but not yeah, nothing else.
So,
my understanding is that they use the Pesach run. The Pesach run is mashkiach tamidi. If you get OUP tuna fish for the Pesach run, they have a mashkiach tamidi. And therefore, and this stuff lasts forever. It's canned stuff. I think the date is a year initially when they put it on. So if you get OUP tuna fish, it means it has a Mashkiach Tamidi. My understanding is in Eretz Yisrael, when they have the Mashkiach Tamidi OU tuna fish, it comes from the Pesach run, which is fine, which is a, what? Yes. Okay. So it was lapped off in the Pesach run. Okay. Most of the tuna fish is not made in this hemisphere. Most of the tuna fish, all your tuna fish is made in other countries around the world, literally in New Guinea and in Malaysia. And obviously they can't make everything. You really can't get a yid to go to these countries and live there. There's no Chabad house there. It's a place that's even dangerous to go and be a yid in some of these countries. And Indonesia is a Muslim country. And it's just not practical to have a yid in these countries all the time, and that's why I guess that's why they can't do it. And he's saying he goes to Puerto Rico, they make it in many places, and therefore it's an issue.
I have an interesting question.
Yes.
Do we should let we talk about sushi too.
Yeah.
Let's say there is one mitzvah that you could eat like sushi.
We mentioned this. So I'm not sure because that would be nogeya. I asked if I don't know. It's okay. Only three fish made into sushi. I think salmon, tuna, and something tail, yellow tail, something or other. I mean, the only three fish that are made into sushi. Typically, it could be that fancier sushis. I'm not sure those three if they're considered nechum ashulchai because people eat sushi. So I'm not sure. I don't know. Do most people eat sushi? I don't know. But, okay. So I don't know. All right, next week, Bezos Hashem, will finish Simon Kofi Gimel.